Here we are at Enterprise Connect 2024, and I'm with Steve Panton from Gannett Fleming. How's it going, Steve?
It's beautiful. I'm enjoying the show so far. It's a great day.
It's a great show, isn't it? And have you heard the word AI yet?
Oh, about 100 times already so far.
Great. Well, lots of really great sessions here this week. One of your sessions I know is tomorrow, but I wanted to talk to you about your journey, and I know you're going to be covering that off in the session tomorrow. But really interested to hear the background of your recent implementation. I'll say recent. I know it's been a few years ago now, but coming up to the present day, I think you've got a really interesting story. Tell us, first of all, what do you do and what type of company are you and what's that infrastructure look like?
Okay. I'm Steve Panton. I am with Senior Manager in Operation Infrastructure for Gannett Fleming's. Gannett Fleming's an architectural, engineering, construction management company. I started with the company about 5 years initially to replace their traditional TDM platform. During that process, we investigated three major platforms in the industry, Microsoft, Cisco, and Avaya. We ultimately settled on Cisco with 85% implementation of soft phones and the remainder in desk phones. Throughout the pandemic, we realized the unified communication and collaboration piece was growing more in Teams. So we initially just took the SIP trunks out of Cisco and plugged it into Microsoft Teams. So that journey has been somewhat difficult at times, but I think we're seeing the fruit of our labors now.
Great. Well, talk me through some of those challenges and kind of the business case that you had to build to kind of migrate from one platform to the other. I mean, obviously the pandemic hit, but you know, what kinds of business drivers were there to really kind of move over to Teams, and what challenges did you have?
So one of the business drivers was the offices had multiple systems dispersed throughout the country. We looked for a centralized system, which we deployed out of two data centers, one in Ashburn, Virginia, second in San Jose, and created SIP trunks to the endpoints with active-active failover. So we needed to provide a new system that's scalable with the organization and give us that adaptability as business needs occurred.
And in terms of user adoption, Microsoft Teams, I think we all know and can accept that it's very easy to use. What was the adoption like when you did switch over? You know, how did that go?
I think the pandemic drove user adoption much faster. People accepted the Teams as the presence was available, the natural collaboration piece. So the only thing that needed for us to do was just to plug in a phone number. And once we plugged that in, it's 1, 2, 3. No, you can't pick up a phone and just dial. So no really training was necessary on that piece. Different from when we deployed a Cisco solution across the organization. At that point, I had to go site to site and train every individual on the new application from the soft phone, from the physical phone numbers, because majority of the organization was coming from a physical desk phone.
Yeah, that makes sense. It feels like the world has moved to the soft phone now, doesn't it, for the most part? But I know there's still a lot of endpoints out there. In terms of the the estate now, or the environment that you've got, you know, from a UC and C point of view, I believe you've still got Cisco in there. Talk me through that logic.
So we maintain Cisco in the conference rooms because it's a better... To me, I felt it was a better solution. It provided me that single pane of glass for management and pushing out softwares to those applications there. With the partnership with Cisco and Microsoft developed, I didn't see a need to replace those devices because I still have the single one-touch join for in each of the conference room, and my users seem to like it.
Yeah, and recently they've done more and more to integrate the two worlds. And so are you integrating those two?
Yes, I have integrated the rooms pretty much, and it's simple. I teach my end users to don't have to think about the technology. Focus on your job, just go in, press the button, and it's ready to roll.
And that's the holy grail, ultimately.
That is correct.
Great. Well, now you're on Teams. I imagine you've got more than just Microsoft in that ecosystem, but... It does open up a lot of avenues nowadays, doesn't it? I mean, we're talking about AI, in virtually every session here at Enterprise Connect. you know, in terms of data and AI, is that coming together for you now?
It's coming together. Right now, we're kicking off a session here where we're looking at the security of the infrastructure to ensure that once we're looking to deploy Copilot. We have an instance of ChatGPT also in the environment. I think one of the best things that the organization has done has set up an AI innovation committee that takes leaders from each of the business groups, determine what the value of solution that they were trying to push forward. I'm trying to secure the environment. So once we deploy these tools, these business drivers can then utilize the AI capabilities to create some efficiencies and produce business value.
And I think that's really interesting. In terms of this AI innovation, you know, team or group, how did you put that team together? They're all, you know, technology leaders, or have you got line of business in there as well?
No, it's all line of business leaders. The technology teams it's outside of it. So they come to us and we provide licenses and they'll be able to run with that. So we're just going to be managing the utilization of those licenses. If we don't see the utilization occurring over a certain period of time, we'll go back to the AI innovation, which then they can remove that license and give it to someone else that's in the queue waiting.
Great. And our vendors doing enough to create those opportunities for the likes of your organization in the world of AI right now? What do you think?
I think they are. There's a lot of information out there, and I am trying to sift through it so I could provide it to each of the business group. But there's an overwhelming amount of information coming out right now.
There's a huge amount, isn't it? And this event is testament to that. I think there's a lot of stuff going on.
That is correct. And I'm here to observe and listen to some of my colleagues in the industry to see what they're doing with AI, to see what I could take back to my organization.
Fantastic. Well, really nice to meet you, Steve. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.